Hello again, I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's a Monday, and that means we get to talk business with Eric Carlson. He is the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. Good day to you, Eric.
Good day to you, Alan.
Last week, we saw another groundbreaking for a distillery, this one a $115 million operation in Shelby County. This one, a global beverage conglomerate Diageo is behind. And it brings to mind a question that, understandably, no one in the bourbon industry is comfortable answering, but we'll ask you, are we headed in Kentucky for a bourbon bubble? What do you think about that?
You know, that's something that I've been looking into for about a year that had piqued my interest as the demand in bourbon has grown and as we have been increasing majorly now with new warehouses at existing distilleries and new capacities at existing distilleries to the point now also where there are new distilleries underway, including the one you just mentioned in Shelby County named for Lexingtonian Tom Bullitt with Bullitt Bourbon Distillery. I don't think that's going to be the case because a lot of what's happening now is, yes, bourbon has become a trend here in the United States. People in their 20s and 30s are drinking a lot more than they were 15, 20 years ago, where the clear liquors, the vodkas, and the rums were really the thing. Whiskey has come back on strong in the last decade in that demographic, but that's not what's causing this. This is 100% pull from Asia. The markets in Japan and China are demanding whiskey at levels that if we don't start doing this, you're not going to be able to get much stuff here in the United States at all anymore because the demand is that strong over there. And we're seeing that most of the distilleries are owned by foreign entities, and now including Beam, which was bought by Suntory back earlier in the year. This is something that has been done because the Asian market is clamoring for Kentucky's native spirit.
And last week, Eric, we saw that Harry's in Lansdowne, the original Harry's, is closing, and something new is going to be in its place. Talk a little bit about that.
The original Harry's at Lansdowne is going to be shuttering here soon and be replaced with a new concept that at this point hasn't been named yet, part of the Bluegrass Hospitality Group, which owns Malone's, Sal's, Harry's, and Drake's. The other two Harry's locations in town will remain open, at least for now, I would imagine, while they're testing this new concept, which is going to be more of a tavern type of a feel. It'll have a full bar, but we'll be focusing on what we just talked about with a deeper selection of bourbon as well as a good selection of wine that will be looking more towards a southern comfort type of food, or as they call it, southern classic environment that will include short ribs, house-smoked salmon, fried green tomatoes, and a few other things from one of their house chefs. And so that will be opening just in time for Keeneland's fall meet at the beginning of October. And the Harry's patio there at the same location, which is on the other side of Sal's from the original Harry's, will be open until some point later in the year when I would imagine they're going to be retooling that as well to fit into the new concept that is opening.
Speaking of southern cuisine, what about the new Chatham's that opened up in the old Ramsey's location there near the UK campus?
Yeah, we're about 2 weeks in now to Chatham's Southern Comfort Food, which is the full title of the restaurant on the corner of High Street and Woodland. And they have a menu that's not terribly different, but noticeably different if you have been going for the last 25 years to Ramsey's, but still has a lot of similarities to it, which the owner, Charles Patterson, had told Business Lexington was something that he wanted to make sure was still the same because that's what the people in the neighborhood had been expecting, and that's what the area has been known for. And so if you go in there now, you get a similar type of meal that you had been able to get at Ramsey's, which relocated earlier in the year to the Nicholasville Road corridor. But Chatham's is now open, and they've recently got their liquor license, have a full bar, and have seemed to be doing pretty good business in a facility that they've done a good job renovating, making it a little bit cleaner, lighter, and brighter than what Ramsey's had been.
And continuing with this saga about Lexmark and the bidding war that they were in over a software company, you've got an update on that.
Yeah, the white flag has been raised by the Highland UK Group, the subsidiary of an Ohio-based company that had been battling Lexmark for control of ReadSoft. On Friday early afternoon, Lexmark announced that they were continuing their plans to purchase shares of ReadSoft at 57 Swedish krona per share, after a morning announcement from Highland saying that they were withdrawing their offer for shareholders from ReadSoft. So at this point, unless somebody else decides to throw their hat into the ring, which would be a very low margin at this point, as much as Highland and Lexmark have been battling back and forth, I'd imagine we're going to see Lexmark finally be able to close this deal.
And finally, I see where Toyota is now extending employee discounts to its suppliers. Is that something that you expect to see happen?
Well, that's something that the suppliers have been clamoring for. It's something that will be extended to not only the employees of suppliers, but retirees from those suppliers as well. And that's going to make more than 100,000 people eligible around the region to receive the same type of benefits that Toyota employees have been getting when they go to dealerships to buy a new Toyota. And so that's something for Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, and Michigan, the whole region. And that's something that Toyota Motor Sales announced early on last week. And in order to take advantage of that, they're telling the people who are working for the suppliers or the retirees to contact the HR departments at their individual houses of employment to get those discounts before heading over to the dealerships to buy up new Toyotas.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Eric Carlson, Editor-in-Chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest today on BizLex Chat, and have a great week ahead.
Thanks. You do the same. Hopefully I'll see you in the studio next week.